Hello, I'm Michael Taylor. On September 24, 2011, I went to Dillard, Georgia to interview Jane and Stephen Tomlin of Tomlin's Barbecue. Jane and Stephen have been operating a catering business since around 2005, and more recently they have opened up a barbecue stand at Osage Farms in Dillard, Georgia. Their barbecue stand typically operates between May and October on the weekends from around 10:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon. If you're ever in Dillard, Georgia, I strongly suggest stopping in at the barbecue stand and just trying what they have, because it's some of the best you're going to have in the county. So without further ado, here's that interview.
So how did y'all first get started barbecuing and catering?
Well, we started with the catering first, doing stuff for friends, you know, parties and things for friends. And then, so we've been doing that for a long time. And then we had the opportunity, we're good friends with Ricky and Melinda James, the people who own the Freak Stand. Okay. So one day, just in conversation, they said, "You need to be down here selling barbecue on the side of the road." Mm-hmm. And we just kind of laughed about it. But then on the other hand, I turned around and called the health department to find out what, you know, had to be done to do that. So I went by the health department, and they gave me this book, and we decided that it was something we could do. So we have the barbecue shack here, and then we have a full commissary at our house. We had an outbuilding that was not being used for anything, so we converted that to a commercial kitchen. And now we've added on, and we have our smokehouse and the commercial kitchen all together now. So everything is, it's about 2 miles right behind the school. And we've just been at it ever since.
Good deal. So when y'all first started it, what did y'all envision it becoming?
Well, we really just thought we would do it on the weekends. And we're actually just doing it to pad our retirement account. Because we were both, I had a flower shop in Dillard, and Stephen had a custom picture frame business in Dillard. They were both together, you know, we were working together then. And we just decided we'd do this on the weekend just to, like I say, to pad our retirement account.
Right.
And then after, the first month?
Yeah, after about the first month.
We decided that we could make a lot more money doing this in 6 months than we could the 12 months at the flower shop and frame shop. So we put both businesses up for sale, sold the frame shop, couldn't sell the flower shop, and closed it in 05. And we've been doing this ever since.
So when y'all first started up, I mean, just what were your main strategies on getting the stand started and with all that?
Just to put really and truly the best product that we could out there. I mean, we cook good barbecue, and that was just to be consistent with that every week.
Okay.
I'm being interviewed. Yeah.
What were some of the challenges y'all faced when first starting this up?
Getting in compliance with the health department.
That was the biggest thing, was the health department. We had no really food service experience commercially. The catering is a different... The health department treats catering differently than they do selling to the public like this. So it's much lighter restrictions on catering than it is selling to the public. But that was the biggest thing, was just satisfying the health department. And they made us take classes, you know, because we'd not had any health food service experience before. And then they also thought it was great because they realized that we'd not learned any bad habits from anybody else.
Good deal.
They were model students for them now. They actually send people to us to show how we do things, because we're a bit obsessive sometimes about it. Just because we're cooking pig, we don't have to live like pigs or
Understandable. When did y'all first start turning a profit at this?
First day.
The first day.
Yeah. We knew the first weekend we opened that this was going to be a profitable business.
We opened Memorial Day in 2005, and we knew after that first weekend.
And we had not done any advertising or anything. We simply built a fire in the cooker, let the smoke do the work, and we knew then that we could make money at this.
So,
Most businesses are not like that.
No, not at all. My next question is, what do y'all enjoy the most about being entrepreneurs?
Food service is very, very rewarding. We get lots of feedback, lots of gratification from people who just, you know, man, loved your stuff. And that just, it gives us a big hit somewhat.
Well, they sell about a pound of the
grocery. The next question is, what do y'all enjoy the least about being entrepreneurs?
When you don't want to get up in the morning and go to work, you can't call somebody and say, oh, I don't feel good today. You got to get your butt out of bed, and you got to go do it whether you want to or not, no matter what. That's the, there's no no shucking your responsibilities. I mean, you're going to have to go and do it. And that's the least.
Okay, see ya.
My next question is, what was y'all's proudest moment in terms of your business, or when did you know you'd be successful?
Regis and Kelly thing?
Yeah, that was probably, that was pretty gratifying.
We got a call out of the blue one day, and we found out we were semi-finalists in the Regis and Kelly's Ultimate Sandwich.
Ultimate Hometown Grill Off.
Yeah. Somebody had written in a 200-word essay about us and had turned it into Regis and Kelly, and then they called one day and said that we were semi-finalists. We didn't even know we were in a contest. And they wanted a short video of, I think we had, what, 3 minutes or 2 minutes?
No, it was a minute and a half.
Minute and a half video that we had to do and then send to New York. Well, we're not tech people, but we know lots of young people who are. So they came and videoed us and sent it up there. And then 2 months later, we were on TV and we were one of five in the country.
That's good. That's,
yeah,
that's really
so that
good.
That was pretty rewarding. And we're still milking that for all it's worth. Yeah. They sent us a nice little certificate that's hanging out on the front. So that's been a lot of fun, that recognition.
Okay. My next question would be, how is your business going right now? I mean, have y'all noticed an effect of the recession?
No. Yeah. We've experienced growth every year, and we're up about 20% over last year. So we're...
Hey, Skip. What's up?
We're...
doing I'm better
not
every
feeling time. It, yeah.
Good.
Sometimes I hate to say that out loud because some people are really having a hard time, but it's not affecting us. And one thing is,
let me make sure we got
we're very affordably priced. You know, we don't have that overhead of a big restaurant type thing. And we're limited, you know, our time. We don't have a lot of employees. We have three part-time employees. So we're not faced with a lot of things that other businesses do. You know, their overhead expense, ours is not so great. So we've not really felt the recession yet.
My next questions are, what are your hopes for the future of your business?
Continued growth. We still want to grow.
Okay. And my next question, where do you see it in 5 to 10 years?
Well, I don't know. I really haven't thought about the future that far. I'm hoping I'm worldwide famous.
Okay. My next question is, what do you think local governments can do to bring business back to their counties, is basically what I'm asking.
I saw that question, and I really don't know. Honestly, I'm of the opinion that the government would stay out of business and let business take a natural course. Business will, it will survive.
You know, they can help small
succeed.
Business, but the only small businesses are going to help are the ones that are have large payrolls, you know, because that's, you know, that's
for
the only
a small business, you know.
Only way they're going to get anything back out of it.
Even Rick and Melinda, who they have about 50 employees, there's not much the government can do
But to loan a small business money to start a business is real risky. I mean, what are the chances that they're going to make it? You know, maybe 1 in 10 are going to be successful.
So, all right, I think the best thing for government to do is to
stay out of it.
Thanks, Jim.
My last question would be, if you had any advice for potential entrepreneurs, whether in your industry or in general, what would it be?
Well, you have to be self-motivated, because you do have to get yourself up every day, and you have to hit it every day. And mainly that, and be consistent about what you're doing. I mean, if you're going to be self-employed, then you have to be the motivator. You have to want to do that yourself, because you can't depend on somebody else to do it for you, or you'll never succeed.
What am I doing?
All right, well, thank y'all very much.
You have to be self-motivated, really.
Self-motivated.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate y'all doing the interview.
The main thing you need to be successful in any business is to have a good product at a reasonable price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and have a product that's...
build a better mousetrap.
Yeah, build a better mousetrap. That's what's made us successful, is we've got we have real good barbecue. We started competing in 2003, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And the first contest we went to, we won 2 awards.
Which contest was it?
It was in Mobile, Alabama. They were 60-something teams, and we placed 5th in pork and 10th in brisket, and we were like 15th overall. We didn't burn any rubber on the way home, because we just floated right back up the road. It was real exciting for us.
Was it one of the KCBS lime boxes?
Yes, it was a sanctioned contest.
Yeah, it was Mobile.